Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Carbon capture at Dry Fork plant. Authorities believe a path to save coal. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Campbell County Commissioner and Operations Manager of the Integrated Test Center, Jim Ford, believes commercial application could be ready in a few years if politicians step aside. Speaking during a tour on Tuesday of the ITC in Gillette, Ford highlighted the facility's role in developing carbon capture technology, which is vital to the future of coal. The ITC, connected to the Dry Fork coal plant, is one of the world's most advanced carbon capture facilities. It provides valuable testing grounds for large-scale carbon capture, and its research aims to keep coal as a viable energy source. Commissioner Jim Ford argued that carbon capture could address CO2 concerns while maintaining coal's benefits, adding that Wyoming can lead in energy innovation. Governor Mark Gordon echoed Ford's sentiments, noting that federal regulations threaten the coal industry's future and that Wyoming is fighting these rules in court. Both agree that carbon capture is key to preserving the state's energy and coal production for the long term. Disruption at Wyoming Capitol meeting leads to citation, session rescheduled. Wyoming State Troopers issued a citation yesterday after a disruption at a meeting for the Wyoming State Board of Pharmacies at the Capitol building in Cheyenne. The meeting, which was to provide updated information regarding a possible license suspension for a local pharmacy, City Drug, drew significant community attention. Tensions were high after the board president, Brenda Upton, informed citizens there would be no public comment period during the meeting. During a recess, one City Drug supporter who had been addressing the crowd kept speaking and was eventually escorted out by troopers. She was cited for disrupting government facilities, a misdemeanor offense. Due to the disruption, the meeting was cut short and rescheduled for today at 9 a.m. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.